Carl Nielsen was a great composer. He's the greatest composer we've ever had in Denmark. But all through his life, he considered himself a common man. He said even though he composed very complex and modernistic music, he was just a common man, and his music was for everybody. And it was just a question of communication. So I sincerely believe that his music speaks to people even today. The symphony we're going to play was composed in 1912, so it's almost 100 years ago. And what he does is he's trying to describe four personality types. So we will have one movement describing the choleric person, angry. He's just lashing out all the time. And then the second movement is a phlegmatic person. He doesn't have a care in the world. He's just so phlegmatic. Then we have the depressed character in the third movement. And we have a sincere winter depression going on there. And then finally we have the sanguine, which is a happy personality. And it is my sincere belief that what he tried to describe more than 100 years ago actually still has value today.
And that's actually an interesting question. I guess in general, what do you see as the role of classical music in today's society, given that, as we know, many young people are listening to other genres and probably don't listen to classical music that much?
You see, the thing about classical music is it's amazing, it's fascinating, and the people who actually perform classical music are highly trained and very, very skillful people. And once ordinary people are invited into our world, they realize, well, we are also ordinary people, so there is no them and us. It's just a we, and it is my experience that as soon as we get together, they realize, whoa, that was amazing. And I have been very interested in sort of bridging the gap between the classical orchestra and the coming generations. I don't want the borders and all these ditches we dig between the different types of music. I just say, well, we have the music out there. Let's go and explore. And the more you know, the more exciting it gets. A couple of days ago, I went to the local high school here in Wyoming, and I introduced the world of Carl Nielsen to the high school students, and they were totally hooked. They really wanted to go to the concert, so they are all looking very much forward to hearing this music live.
So they're going to come?
They are going to come, all of them.
Nice. I wanted to move now to sort of another question. You wrote a book called Meet the Conductor, What is He Actually Doing? And unfortunately, the book is only available in Danish, as far as I know. So for the English-speaking audience, can you fill us a little bit? What is the role of the conductor, and how much does a conductor actually influence the music, given that he or she didn't necessarily write it and isn't the one playing it?
Well, the conductor in many ways is the advocate of the composer. Since most classical composers are deceased and are no longer around, we cannot call them and ask how they wanted the music. So the conductor's job is to actually study the score and go back and see what was the intention of the composer at the moment of in the moment of creation, and then try to recreate that intention and share it with the orchestra. And the orchestra is a very big body. There are many, many people involved, and each of these highly trained individuals have a mind of their own. So if they have to agree how to perform the music, it will take forever. So that is why you need a conductor. You know, right after the Russian Revolution, they actually said, no, the conductor, we don't want that. It's part of the old system. So they got rid of the conductor, and they needed about 115 rehearsals to complete one symphony concert program. Today, we're using like 3 or 4 rehearsals before a concert, but that takes a conductor who can actually put things together and who knows how it should be done.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.